Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to my podcast, Talk Yo-ish. I'm Tatiana, and I'm not only the hostess with the mostest, but I get people to spill all their tea while learning about their erotic, exotic jobs and professions. Ever wonder what a porn star does on her free time? Well, here it is. So enjoy the show. Once you draw somebody, it's just like the girl in Italy. You know that you wanted to keep drawing her and keep drawing her and keep drawing her. I mean, you knew that. It's, you probably get to the point where you draw maybe one person, you're like, never again, glad it was over, thanks. Have fun.
There's actually, and I've definitely lost count of the women that I featured, and that's why this, I'm looking around the room going, how many is it now? Because I know...
Are you in your fifth? Like, do you think it's in the 50s? Can you give me a ball?
Oh, definitely. Only because... And this is, again, going from the middle of 2022. So if you just think about the time frame, I think I'm coming up on drawing 75 pretty soon.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Some of the girls have been featured 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
Many of them have been featured 2 or 3 times or whatever. A few, and I certainly won't say too much about it, but there's been only a tiny few that have only been featured once, and it's, I think amidst that, I think there might be one where it just, I didn't feel she gave a shit.
And
again, that was a little bit earlier on when I was like, really, when I first started out, I was really throwing fishing lines out to try to hook people.
Yeah, like a hooker.
Draw you without suing me.
You're like a female hooker.
Oh, yeah. I was on every corner I could.
You were out there on the corner hooking for those girls.
So,
I love it. We took your line, hook and sinker.
Apparently it worked.
We got hooked fast. Jesus. Yeah, you had me at the first drawing I saw.
It's hilarious. But
I mean, sure game.
I just think about it now, and I'm like, so I've got this idea, and I thought I might be neat to have, because it needs 2 people in it.
Mm-hmm.
But how cool would it be if it was you and Emily?
It would be amazing.
Idea, because she had a piece, you had a project, and then to take those 2 people and feature them into one. I've done it before. It's not like, oh, I've never done that before.
Yeah.
I have. Whitney Morgan's been featured 5, I don't remember how many times.
But Adair more than Jordan's once.
Been featured 3 times, I believe. And then I was talking with Don Cross, who's a photographer also. All these people are down in Florida. Hi, Don Cross.
Are they? Oh, my God. We all have to connect together then.
Yes. Don Cross is an outstanding. His pinup photography as fire really gives me the visuals. Because, like, again, I'll have an idea, like cheesecake. But it's not until somebody sends me 5 or 6 photos and I start looking through them.
That you know which one is going to go with the cheesecake.
An image will grab. And sometimes they don't always.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, these are nice photos, but it's I'm still looking for what I'm looking for. Sometimes I, you know, my, and there it is, like that that photo there. Yeah. When I saw that one, you sent several.
Yeah,
and
I did.
And that was just a random one of those. But that was, it was like, ooh, nice picture, nice picture, nice picture. Bam!
That was it. That's the one.
That's the one. I didn't even look.
I didn't
beyond that one. So that was like photo 3 out of 8.
Yeah.
There's 5 I didn't even see.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad. Well, I'm like that. If I see something or I hear something and I know that's what it is, I don't want to mess with it too much because then, one, you're giving me too many choices. And 2, I don't need to see anything else. That's it. Why flutter my brain with more than, like, when I went to go to the store, my niece tricked me into going to see puppies. And then there was a really cute chihuahua, and he was a different kind of chihuahua. He didn't act like a chihuahua, and he was friendly, and like, he liked my niece, and she was only like 4. So of course she talks me into taking him home, and now he's sitting over here looking at me, and he's been with us like 8 years. But that I knew that, and I wanted a Yorkie, and I knew once I saw him, I didn't need to see any other dog. He was mine. I'm taking him home. He's cute.
That's
now
one.
He's just a shit, but
that's the one.
That's Marco, right? This is staring at me.
That's hilarious. But I mean, that's how it is. All of us animal lovers, we have a we have a really, really old senior citizen cat who runs the house, and she, I'm, my entire world, if you think about it, my entire world is surrounded by females.
How old's your cat? My cat's 22.
She is, I think she's 18? Something like that.
Yep. See? But
according to, in cat years, she's older than me, so that makes me feel good.
Yeah, because isn't it 36 years for every 6 years or something, baloney?
Oh, I have no idea.
I'd have to Google it. I never know. I'm just throwing out numbers, but I think it's more than dog years. I know that for a fact.
But she runs the house and she's senile at the same time.
So you're surrounded by nothing but puss.
Yes. My wife and my daughter, when my 21-year-old daughter is home.
There she is.
And then if you think about my art world side.
It's just all women. Do you draw men? Have you ever drawn a guy?
It's funny. You should ask that. I actually just recently drew Mr. Michael Larkin of the LFC podcast.
I know. I can't wait. I want to talk to him. Let's be guests. I want to be a guest.
Oh, he would love to.
Put in a word for me. Guaranteed. Yeah.
Guaranteed. Oh, yeah. We talk every other day.
Oh, good. Listen, you've got my information.
Absolutely. I'll probably start tagging him on some of your posts too.
Yeah.
To see. And he's a promotional
beast.
Goddamn genius.
Oh.
Promotional dynamo.
I need a friend like that. I am the lamest, most lame promotion person in the world.
Him and I call it social media saturation. So what happens is one of us will do a post and we'll do a story on that post and we tag each other in it, or we do the mention.
Yeah.
Tag and do all this crap. But then it's share, and I'm going to share, and I'm going to reshare, and I'm going to fucking share again. And we just ping off of each other.
Ping.
And whoever is the target of that, so-and-so is having a birthday today. And
you guys are just doing the alpha male saturation. Typical alpha male.
Well, his entire podcast that he does, and he does more than one, but they are all designed to showcase what he says is beauty, strength, and dominance, the three key elements that make women the work of art that they are.
Yes.
That's his whole lingo. And he's told me, he said, Tommy, your artwork is doing the same exact thing. And I told him, it is. It really is. It's just, he's the audio. I'm the visual.
Yeah.
So I'm the picture. He's the 1,000 words.
Yeah.
And then together, and of course, we became very fast friends through the LFC podcast. And he's a force to be reckoned with. And he's my brother in arms, And so we became such fast friends.
It was just something. Yeah, you're the yin to the yang. Like, it's opposites. A lot of people that are opposite attract, and that's good because you're one side of the other side of what he's doing. I mean, that helps. No one wants the same person that they are. I mean, what are you going to do? Two artists together, headstrong. I mean, you need someone to be that other part.
Right. And I magnetically draw the craziest but coolest people to me. And
yeah.
I'm very fortunate that I've interacted with very few people who haven't stayed friends.
Yeah.
Like beyond da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, that's Tommy Bell.
That's me. I'm a friend for life. Like, you have to tell me to go away and you don't want to talk to me. And I tell people, I'm like, until you tell me to go away, like, I'm not going to go away. So if you're having a bad day, like, I'm coming.
Long-standing friendship.
Definitely. Yes. I don't let go. I'm a keeper for life. I still have friends from kindergarten. I mean, that I talk to. They don't really call me. I call them. But it's me. It's me. I have a thing about family and friends. Like, it's hard for me. I have a postpartum problem with friendship.
Something.
Yeah, I think it's a postpartum with friendship. That's what I got. I don't know if that's a thing, but I got it.
Well, if it is, that's sad that it is, but it's also a good thing because it reflects the way you treat people. And without getting too sappy on all that, because I could just, that's what Michael does to me. He baits me on all these sappy lines and stuff. And it's like deep ass conversation, and we sound like we're
just crying.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, let's have a big romance.
Big of bromance. Well, I love talking to you and I'm so excited and I can't wait. And when and where can, about your show? What, how, when? I know we're going to be waiting, but can you give us some more details?
Sure. I'm actually, as we speak, like literally 2-3 hours ago, I was filming for episode 1 on this desk right here doing these working on your portrait to show people how I color the skin and how I attempt to do all these things. Don't expect to see an actual art show because it's not going to be an art
show. No, we don't want to see an art show. Boo. I've been to many art shows.
Totally fucking different, though.
Yeah, no. We want different. I would not expect an art show from you that way. I would expect your art show.
Now, given me, and now that we've even had a little chance to talk and you can kind of get the flavor for how I am in my head, you can probably already tell that you'll be like 80 when I have a chance to actually release this fucking thing. Because
it'll be perfect because then I'll have all the crow's feet and no type of light will help me. And I won't be such a like crazy person because I'll say it's okay. It's all right. And then under all that hair, I want you to know, under all this hair, I always do sometimes reveals. I have hair. I have really long, pretty curly hair. I just love the chameleon fact of being able to change it because my hair is healthy. So I'd never want to like not. I don't like dyeing the hair and all that stuff. And I also don't like to do my own hair, but
I like to keep mine natural as well.
It looks very natural. Mine looks similar to yours, except more in the front.
No, it doesn't at all either. Under this bald head wig, I have big blonde curly locks, though.
It's just really like in the picture. That's how we connected.
It doesn't match the fake beard here that is gray. Like, that takes hours to paint in, people.
I was going to say, yeah, you're an artist. So what? Now, just real quick, were you an artist back in school, like college, high school? You did that.
The only way I could get a passing grade. What are you kidding me?
Art? Oh, my God. I got D's in art, even though I thought I was doing really good art. But I'll have to show you some of the art I did. I'm not a big artist. So my Tokyo-ish sign, my niece, she was 16 at the time. She drew it. And she's 19 now, but she drew it. And you should see what she drew it from. I'll send you the picture. I'm not releasing that to anybody else. It looks like a heart with a arthritis finger candlestick. Like, and for her to draw, when you see what I drew and how I explained it, what she drew, boy, oh, boy. And I come from a family of artists.
Logo.
Oh, thank you. I came up with the idea, but she brought that thing to life, and she just did a Christmas one. I don't know if I sent you. Yeah, she's now she's, because of, you know, Tokyo-ish, she's a published artist. She's on going on the liquor bottles. She's going on up everywhere. I told her this is a brand.
Congratulations to her.
Thank you, Shanti Curry.
Props. Way to go.
She is an anime artist and she wanted to go to school for it. Now she's in college and she's doing her prereqs. But I told her, I said, Auntie is going to work really, really hard for you. And it's really important to me to do what I do because I know that this will benefit her in every way. I mean,
you have Tommy Bell's support.
Yay! I can't wait for her to see yours and you to see her. I told her, think about going into the grocery store and you get to tell your friends, want to see my art? And then you point and you're right there.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe just a liquor bottle for $25.99, but
there is, you know, if she gets that, you know, think about the 1,000 or 5,000 artists who would kill, you know, to have that moment, even if it's a fleeting moment.
Yeah.
Even if it's, oh, I got published one time. My God, 19, you got the whole world ahead of you.
Yep.
And if you're already there and you're already, listen, me to you. You did an outstanding job on that logo, that Tokyo-ish.
Yeah. Logo. I told her the logo is everything. And we started with the logo. And if it wasn't for the logo, I kind of feel like it wouldn't have went the way it did. That logo's everything. I mean, people recognize it. They love it. It can mean anything. You know, it right. can mean anything. It could be sexy. It could be not. It could be. And the fact that now she's decorating things for different holidays, or was it? I'll have to show it. I don't know if you saw it, but I posted it and she just did it the other day. And I told her, let's keep this going because I really want to make sure that this is what's, you know, it's important to me to win because I'm winning for her. And that is, let me see. Can you see? I don't know if you can see.
Ooh, I can see. Yeah, look at how nice that is.
So she was like, oh, that's a good idea. I said, do the exact same thing for all the holidays.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Halloween, she do candy corn,
Easter, all that. Thanksgiving, I told her we're gonna make this a thing. So she's really excited, and I told her what will be really awesome is the beginning drawings of it, sketches and all that I have. She'll be able to, you know, depending on how the show goes and everything. Soon they might be, what do they call NFTs? They become an NFT.
Oh yeah, Yeah, yeah.
Auctioned off somewhere because it's the original piece of something. She's on everything. Keychains, t-shirts. I mean, you name it. I put her on everything.
It's crazy what they can do. I've been approached about some of that NFT stuff. I'm not super familiar with it. And I had a lot of questions that still, a lot of my merchandising stuff is in its infancy. So thankfully I've got a business partner who is a literal hurricane when it comes to her enthusiasm. And in 2023, we are launching several different things. So number one, the art show.
Yes.
So answer that question like 20 minutes ago. The art show is coming out. Most likely going to just do it on YouTube and do like little snippets on social media.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got an episode coming out. I don't know. There's a chance it could be carried some other places. I'm not going to mention where because.
Of course. No, we don't toot our horn first. That's how. Right. We get in trouble.
But I could say I'm starting my own YouTube channel because that is.
Well, I can't wait. I'll be the first to subscribe.
Awesome. That's great. So, and of course, you'll be the first episode. So
I know. Yay. I can't wait. And I'll link it to my YouTube channel. So absolutely. It just makes me. So where can we contact you? Whether it's for if someone wants to beg you like I did for 2 years or where can they contact you at?
I am on Facebook, and I believe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think on Facebook, I'm just Tommy Bell.
Yep, it's just Tommy Bell.
And then on Instagram and Twitter, it's Tommy Bell Art.
Okay, yep.
The logo, which I do try to incorporate somewhat the same on everything, is kind of like Tommy Bell Art with a little paintbrush. It's a very simple little logo that's on there.
Okay, let me see if I find the logo. Where's this logo? Oh, my God, I'm just looking at another picture. Let me see. Beautiful. Now that is sexy.
That's a video that Sultry Sylvia took.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Three times, I believe now.
Love it.
Working with her is she really gets involved in the ideas and really run with it. So she's been
love these.
Yeah, she just sent those today.
Today? Oh, okay, because I was going to say, yeah, mine was up there, and then I see hers, and I love it.
Not only am I in the artwork, but I bought some, and I have it, and it's in my house, and I love
aww.
It.
Aww. Well, I can't wait.
As an artist, you get that stuff back, and it's another one of those moments, you know, of like, wow, so many people would kill just to have this moment of...
Absolutely, and I'm so happy to be part of the fleet of beautiful, talented women, and special because I feel special and I love it because you know that's not something obviously everybody gets. It takes time.
My hands would fall off. I mean,
yes, that's what happens.
It's really nice that it seems, and you will probably have a better idea on this than me, but it seems from listening to you talk that line is growing.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like I said, from 2 years ago to not knowing who you were, but that was just me being new in this, even though I was always there, but just new in talking in depth, then to meeting Emily and to actually physically seeing the copy you sent her. And then from there, just seeing more and more girls, more and more girls. And then I'm like, oh, I'm talking to him. And then again, connection of who you were on Instagram and who you were on Twitter and or who you are. It just, yeah, who you are. We're not talking to past tense. They're going to come get me and say that I killed you. I keep talking to past tense. Yeah, it's beautiful. I love it. You are everywhere. I hear you all the time, hear about you all the time. And I'm glad that I was persistent because, again, persistency pays off. And I knew it. I knew this was something I wanted to be a part of. No matter what, I was going to wait you out. I am a waiter.
I'm so glad you did, though, because you're absolutely 100% fucking perfect for this project.
Yay.
Which we talked, I wasn't shy about telling you this when
so
we
happy.
Agreed on the idea. I'm like, yeah. this is dynamite. But I really think you're going to get a huge charge. It sucks that I don't have something finished to show you.
No, you don't have. Listen, you're going to come back on here. We're going to do another so-called 15-minute podcast. With an hour. It's okay. We're turning this up into two parts. That's all that mattered. And it'll be building because people will be able to see the finished product. We'll have more pictures. I'll make it a whole montage.
Awesome. Because I hope you go out of your mind when it's finished.
Oh, my God. I'm going out of my mind now when I see it. And just to see my picture back there. I mean, you know, that's it's I'm amazed.
Many faces on that art table.
It's beautiful.
I over 70, you know, different faces of all kinds of different people from globally.
Yeah.
I mean, you're part of a global. I'm so happy to say that.
Thank you.
Global community of ladies. It's not just, oh, I've never drawn anybody outside the States.
Yeah, it's just.
Oh, shit.
Well, I'll be your second Italiana because I'm Italian. I speak Italian. That was my first language until I was 5. So I would love to speak.
Outstanding. And like I said, I think you're going to get a huge charge out of this drawing. We got more stuff to talk about, of course.
Too. Yes, we will come back together if you want. And when you have more of a finished product, put it out there. And your show, when you air your first show, I'd love for you to come back on here and we can talk about it. And we'll show clips and...
Yeah, I love it.
Let me be a commentator. I've never done
that. Yeah, we got to figure that all out. I'm hoping... Here's just a ballpark. I'm thinking for the show, realistically, maybe March.
Perfect. Gives me time because I'm busy January, February.
Episodes, like, because I'm doing all the editing and everything too, so I need to be able to cut them down.
Of course.
And, you know, make sure that they're
editing is where happiness goes to die. So good luck.
I actually like editing, which is really sick.
Well, it's then really we are. Sick, but that's why we're That's why we're friends because this is not you and I don't do. That's why I bother my producer all the time and I try to do a good job, but he tried to get me to edit one time and I think I ended up in the corner naked shivering for like 2 days. My husband's like, give it a rest. I was like, I'm gonna kill myself. I want to kill myself. It was terrible. I don't ever want to do that again. I can edit a video. I can edit a video, but don't. I think maybe because it's my own voice. I think. I don't know. I just don't.
Oh, well, that's different, though. Well, not really, because I'm editing my own fucking show. So yeah.
I can do video. But when you go to audio, good luck. Good luck. I can see why people probably just end it all. There won't be a podcast if my producer's gone. I'll have to find someone.
There's always going to be a Tokyo-ish podcast because you've got, and I thought the first time I heard your podcast, I did a secret listen. It's not like I said, hey, I'm going to listen to your show.
Yeah, yeah.
I just pulled it up and listened to it.
I love that.
And I was laughing until I was crying just because I forget what you were talking about.
Something crazy and stupid.
I'm fucking outstanding. You're talking to some stripper about, I can't remember, but I remember that it was funny. And I remember the thing that stuck in my head the most was your attitude is perfect. But you've also got that outstanding radio voice that people like strive for.
Thank you.
Drink jugs of honey to try to get, but yours is very listenable.
Thank you. When I was younger, I used to think I sounded like a man. I don't know. I never heard really thought. And then as I got older, I've heard. I was a phone sex operator for a very long time. I was. And then now I'm on 88.9 The Mix and I'm on 105.7 The Beats Jams 5 days a week. So
you go to fucking
The radio stations are fighting over me.
They should be. I mean, think about it. They should be. And when they finally, when everybody starts to get wind.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
They're going to be like, who do you got to be in one of the.
Who you got to be? Well, the best compliment I get to hear all the time, and I don't know if it's because I work really, really, you know, hard on my appearance, is we don't normally hear the radio voice that looks like you. Looks like the stripper version of a radio voice. So I match my face and my voice, which I've only met one other person that looked. You know, normally you hear
their voice.
Yeah. I mean, you know, not to say everybody doesn't look a certain way, but yeah. And they'll meet me and
they're hearing this deep, sexy voice.
Yeah. It's a 400-pound.
Like, whoa, what's that?
Tommy Bell comes out and it's a tiny little girl voice like this. I'm like, hey. That's exactly. Whoa. But I get it a lot. I'm like, they're like, whoa, is this really you? I'm like, swear to God, it's me. And I'm raunchy and I'm still funny. And I can't, not a big sexy person. I'm funny. I can't hold it. My photographers will tell you. We did a shoot this weekend with Kate Max from OnlyFans, one of the number one Asians in the world. And we're doing the shoots, and in the end she's like, how did this turn into us doing the shoot with pizza and wings and getting messy? And I'm just like, I don't know, that's just me. I can't, that's me, this, I have to be me all the time.
Can I tell you how I described your show to a couple tell of my
me.
Friends?
No, tell me.
Beat me up really bad.
Tell me.
I couldn't figure out, because I listened to a couple shows and I was like, wow, that's fucking cool. And I was like, you know, she's got that radio voice, which is great because I don't want to listen to somebody's voice who annoys me.
Yeah.
And then monotone. I have my voice for that.
But I love your voice.
It was because it's so outstanding.
It's Northern.
It's Northern. What is that? I don't even understand what the hell that means.
See what the hell that means. That's Northern right there. I just said it. What the hell that means?
I don't understand what the hell that means. Meaning, I don't understand what the hell you were just talking about when you said I sound so Northern. What does that mean exactly? I sound Northern.
You sound, well, I'm from up north, and you sound Northern. Down here, someone would say something like, I don't know, very country. You don't sound country.
Oh, I'm definitely not.
Yeah, that's Northern.
That's Northern.
Like when you say say Northern, you say snow, you say, you know, down here they say like...
How else would you say snow?
Down here they're more like snow.
Snow?
Yeah, snow. It's
like
snow.
Like you have a
clothespin
on your...
Yeah, more like foot? You guys in the snow, the sand.
Snow.
The fingers, like a finger, fingers.
Because they're so used to saying words like sand and ah. No, I'm going to get all my Florida people pissed off at me now.
Well, they know I'm the queen of pisser offers, so it's okay. They've already established that I'm a dick.
I'll come there to see you, and then they're going to be lining up outside in throngs with burning torches.
You know what? There's always someone else to line up with torches for, so it's okay. It's always
Tommy Bellinger with all of his artwork.
No, you know what? The Floridians will not be up there because it's snow right now, so you're covered. They're not getting in the snow. It's okay.
I'll be safe for the next like 4 days.
Wait, tell me, what did you tell your friend? How did you describe the show?
Oh, I said I'm going to be on another podcast, and it's going to be a really cool one. Da, 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 da. And then they want like, well, what's the show going to kind of be like? I'm like, this lady's really kind of got something different, because to me she's not afraid of the content that she wants to talk about, and to me that's like a female Howard Stern.
I get called that all the time.
I listened to Howard for years.
Me too.
When you're there and you're talking and your people are all there and you guys are doing the show and you're doing a show or whatever, all these different interviews and stuff, it's so fucking entertaining.
I really love it.
It's not like, oh, I gotta listen to this show.
Yeah, no, I'm a weird, raunchy, like, I wanna know, I'm nosy. I mean, every time I go to this one podcast, the Shizzle Show, he gets uncomfortable when I talk about everything. And he gets mainly uncomfortable when I talk about that he's getting older, so you're probably gonna have to go get your prostate checked. And every time he gets so mad, because I'm like, I always make jokes. I'm like, let's get it ready. Do you want me to tell you how to do it? I even brought him anal beads. I brought him Takeo-ish anal beads. And I said, just wear it around your neck. And he like refused to touch them. He refused to take my gift. And he goes, why does every podcast that we do with you, no matter what, ends with anal probing? And I said, I don't know, because you're uncomfortable. And I even make Angie AR-15, she's a porn star, she always tells me, she goes, I don't say it out loud to you, but you make me very uncomfortable sometimes, or you embarrass me when we're out. And she goes, do you know how hard it is to make me uncomfortable or catch me off guard? And she's like, it's a great thing, because I talk about stuff that, I mean, me and her talked about poop today while I was at Walgreens for like 20 minutes. She goes, what are you doing?
Your challenge. Yeah, I'm issuing a challenge to you.
Yeah.
You'll have to, in our future podcasts,
yep,
going forward, and our projects and all this other stuff, and as we grow together, you have to try to find a way
to embarrass you. Oh, it'll, challenge accepted.
Because I really take so much in stride and find humor and stuff, kind of like you do, though.
Yeah, I always find the humor. Like my husband always tells me, he goes, why did we were wrapping gifts? And I don't know how, but every conversation talks about me pooping. And he's like, why are we always talking about you taking a shit? And I was like, want to hear how I almost shit my pants at Walgreens today? He's like, no, because you told me while you were there. I said, oh, well, let me tell you how I accidentally almost kissed the back of the toilet because I had to go so bad like an old lady. But it always ends up in anal probe, poop, shit. I don't know. I don't know why. I promise you, I try to be a lady.
You are 100% lady.
I just look. I broke my button. I've been trying to be a lady this whole time. My button broke, or I did it wrong. I don't know. So these YouTube. My cousin tells me that I just catch ratings because my shirt's always open.
That's what you know. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
It's okay. Next time. I was gonna say your yeah. Yep, there you go. We're going to get 1,000 ratings on that.
Hold on, there we go.
You guys, this is Tommy Bell Art, and he is, to me, the number one artist, especially in our world, as far as our... I call it the underworld. It's not the underworld. It's just the underbelly. But I definitely love to connect with people that I've seen and talked to, and now to be pretty much in your house and in your life and with your wife for the next who knows how long. So...
You got another 7 days before we kick you out.
Yeah, but no, because then you got to edit. Then you got to edit. So I'm another, like, who knows?
Actually, yeah, with you being on the TV show or yep. the drawing show, you're there for a good long time.
Yep, and then I get a premiere, and then you're always going to show pretty much your first episode, so.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah, like, you just became long-term. Yep. Wow.
I'm here. I'm like a second wife. I nagged you the whole time, so it was perfect. See, that's how you do. You were like, oh, this girl here, it's fine.
This is perfect.
This is perfect. Thank you so much, Tommy. This was amazing, and we're gonna do this again.
Outstanding. I can't wait.
All right, guys, this is Tokyo-ish, and I'm here, and I'm gonna go fix my button. Yeah, fix. Oh, here, I'll do the reveal for you. Here, where we'll do. I have
you.
There you go. Revealed. I have lots of hair.
Standing.
See? Told you.
Look at that.
The reveal. I know. I get that a lot.
I've already done mine.
Yeah, your reveal is... Well, it's coming. See? The hair is kind of curly. My hair is pretty long. Yeah, it's nice. I got nice hair. Surprise.
You definitely do. I mean, that's really crazy.
Did I wear... Yeah. See? The reveal. See? Did I get you? I finally might have got you a little bit. You look a little stunned.
I am stunned right now.
Yes.
Okay. All this hair, mm-hmm. and you take the hair off, mm-hmm. but it's not like you have a me problem.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
You've got all this normal hair underneath.
Normal hair. Look, I have so much. I know. See, that's what's great about it. I love to shock the hell out of people. This is what I do. This is the shock factor. I'm waiting for Howard Stern to call me. See, look, and it looks kind of like the picture.
We're not recording anymore, are we?
Yes, we are, but I can shut it off.
No, it doesn't matter. I need to do this, though.
Yeah, put the glasses on. Yeah, see, look, I can even take it down. This is all me. Swear to God, all my hair. Yep, see? Ta-da! Yes! I think I won the challenge so far, yeah. See?
No. That was just a shock.
Okay, half the challenge. That was half. I look pretty cute with my real hair.
Half the challenge. Maybe like a quarter of a
quarter of a challenge. That's fine. I will always surprise you, and I will always keep you on your toes.
You better.
Promise. You
better. I'm going to be surprising you randomly, too. Like, one of your challenges as you continue to absorb all the stages of this drawing that we're doing.
Yes.
And waiting to see, well, I wonder how it's going to turn out and what's it going to be like in the end. One of these things that I want you to continue to throw around as you and your community are talking apparently about me, which yep. I think is fucking great.
We are.
As you're doing this and I'm not there, I want you to say to somebody, did you ever find the initials of yours that he hid in your drawing?
Okay. Like something that like...
Because sometimes they understand and they get what I'm saying and sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
That... In each and every drawing, the model that has been a part of that drawing, her initials are in that drawing somewhere.
What? You don't tell them?
But mostly I don't.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, let's... Okay. We're going
to... Because it's fun for me to hide that shit. And then sometimes I just... And it's not like, oh, I'm never going to tell them. I just,
yeah.
I forget.
Well, you want and you also want someone to look at it. Well, this is going to be perfect because now every time I get a guest on, I'm going to ask them or I'm going to make sure I look it up. I'm going to just go after all your drawers, all your drawees.
You could look at any of
I'm going to go after your models.
I've done in this past year, and I think there was only Michael Larkin's LSC podcast drawing is the only drawing I did that is not hiding
the initials.
The initials.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go after all your models now. We're gonna go down the list, and I'm gonna have them show me the picture, and then I'm gonna ask them, where are your initials in there?
Very few know.
All right.
Very few. There's a few like Angelica Coe we've talked about. She knows where hers are.
Okay.
Because she will hound me, and she will spend. One time it took her 2 months
to find it.
Circle an area, and she's like, "Is that them? Is that them?" When I did the Lady Godiva drawing. It took her about 15 minutes, and I was a little pissed.
Now, wait. Are you going to... Wait. You got to at least give me a hint. Is it going to be the Tatiana Vitello initials, or are it going to be Takeo-ish initials?
I could do them both if you want me to.
Yeah, let's do it, because I'm two people, I guess.
Well, you definitely are, and it makes... You know, hiding stuff like that isn't hard to do. Like, people think, oh, that's hard to do. The it's fun to do because you're trying to figure out how to put it in there in a way where it's not going to be super obvious, but it has to be findable.
Yeah, findable. I was going to get a tattoo years ago of my this rose and this and that, but I was going to hide my grandparents' initials or name in it. I had a friend who passed away, and I was going to put his in there and hide it too. But then when I realized how big the tattoo was getting and how where it was going to go, I kind of was like, you know what? I'll just memorialize them in my house because...
There's a lot of, and this is what you might not realize, is there's actually a lot of space on this.
Yeah.
Where you could fit in initial work and have it be part of that. I know how weird this looks right now.
No, I think it looks, it looks beautiful to me. Matter of fact, here, let me take a screenshot. That's pretty. Did I do it? Yes, I did. No, I love that. I think it looks good.
And I mean, I can get up like super, super close.
Let me.
I mean, my camera only allows.
Wait, hold on. Stay right there. I'm gonna do. Hold on. There we go. Let me see. We'll do a video. A video in a video, like a montage. Look at that guy.
Ooh.
Ooh. I love it. I think it looks beautiful. I may not be able to draw art, but I can see it, and I think it's beautiful. And I feel like you're gonna. I mean, that's a lot of hair, and I know that hair took forever.
Oh, for sure. I mean, but what's really cool about this is, again, it allows me to concentrate a lot on the portrait work. And you get to hear me talk a lot more.
Sorry, that's my cat. She's screaming. I don't know if you hear her, but that's my cat.
My cat screams all the time. I just block it out.
Okay, all right. I love it.
What's cool about this is I'll be able to show so much of... The face is one of the favorite things for me to illustrate. And doing it on here, I'll be able to really show how I get in there, and the face isn't only this big on the paper.
Yeah,
it's really big, and then you got all this great, glorious hair, a piece of cheesecake down here on the plate, and this is just—it's going to be. This is kind of like the. There's a lot of projects that this year I did battle through in one form or fashion. Not that they were. Oh, I really didn't want to do that. It's just that I reached a stage in doing them that really fought me on it. And it's like, it was a challenge and
you
got to win the day and you can't have a crappy piece come out. And
really of course,
proud of everything I did this year. But this one is essentially like kicking my feet up.
Oh! I love it. Let me see if I can sing another one.
Having a little fun, you know, like this one is really that fun.
I love it. I'm so glad I'm fun.
Yes,
I'm a fun girl, though.
Those pieces, and a lot of times I can tell when I first start off. You know, like,
how's it gonna go?
Gonna be a challenge. Am I really gonna like it when it's done? Sometimes I even look at it as like, how does this fit into my portfolio?
Yeah,
you know, into my body of work. How well does this fit in?
Now, do you ever think of maybe when who knows how many years from now, when you decide, okay, I'm like, I'm done, to make a book? A picture book? Is that in the works? Is it coming? Let me see.
Oh, my. I mean, and so a lot of my ideas I have to materialize so that I can hold them in my hand first without spending serious money.
Yeah.
So little photo books like this
mm-hmm.
that have 300 pages
yeah.
whatever, are perfect. Look at their.
Oh, right yes.
There. I know that's kind of.
No, I can see it.
To see.
Yeah, we can see it.
Thumbing through.
That's what I'm talking about.
Going through all of these. But those are some pictures of me that are in there. There's.
I love that.
I'm Valentina, but I mean, if you see.
Wait, was that Hala Faye?
Like,
oh, I think
hey,
I.
You know what's in the back of this?
Yeah.
This is great.
There's Emily. Oh, I love that. That was
all
it.
People started sending in.
Yeah.
Andrea Christine with her drawings up.
I mean, love it.
People start sending me all these photos. So this thick.
Yeah.
Filled with artwork and stuff.
Well, I'm you know already, you'll get some from me.
I am already on the second book.
Number two. Look at that. Pages and pages of beautiful.
So what I do is I just print out a little photo.
Yeah.
Of these. And
there's your picture down. Book. Well, pretty soon, you already know, artists always, it comes out whether one way or another, comes out that their books get printed, their pictures get printed in some kind of a somewhat yes. form, you know, where you can get it all in one. I mean, if you can't have all the photos, obviously, by buying them, you want to look at them, you know, a Van Gogh, and, you know, it's all there together. You want to see it all at once, and I think it's beautiful.
Thank you. I mean, I don't know about doing a serious book like that, but I know that this, we are looking at still trying to do a calendar, even though it's like super late. We might wind up being a little bit late on that punch, but we are looking at doing a bunch of Tommy Bell art kind of merchandise. So it's not just a show where we
yeah.
kind of see how I'm doing it, but t-shirts, stickers, posters, or not posters,
yeah,
prints
yeah.
of the artwork, that kind of stuff. I think 2023 is going to be the year to really start marketing and getting a lot of that stuff out.
That's beautiful. Well, I can't listen now. Now I know I got to work hard to make the cut on some of these other things, like the calendar.
Well, I think the drawing is going to be amazing, and
I love it so far.
And you and I have discussed, you know, of course, you know, other future projects and things, because I just,
yeah.
my brain's always on fire
yep.
about things like that. And of course, once you've made, quote unquote, that's funny, made the cut. Once you've made the cut that where you're in a drawing, you've basically already qualified for the rest of it. And then it's just a matter of, what would go good
with this?
What, you know, or perfect. Whatever. And then I might even get stupid or ballsy enough to say, all right, let's do a competition to see who wants to be on the cover of that.
Absolutely. What? Don't put competition in the word for me, because I am a competitive lady. I compete all the way from behind my camera in Florida. That is me. And then all these other showgirls, did you say competitive? Oh, Lord. All right. Be careful and be attentive and ready. If you think when your wife gets mad, that's hell. Just you wait till you've got 75 working girls not even making top 10. Just be prepared. You won't be having a love station anymore. Yeah, you won't be having a love station anymore. We'll be having you on here, and it will be Howard Stern, because there'll be the other girl in the corner talking about that stupid bitch. That fucking Tommy, man. It won't be like, oh my god, Tommy. It'll be like, oh my god, Tommy.
Yeah.
Won't be a dating show anymore.
Whole different context. I'll get all kinds of
I can't
everybody didn't make the top slot.
You know what I love, and I get some good hate mail once in a while, mainly from my family, because I talk about them a lot. Yeah, my mom, my dad, every time something happens, they're like, you're gonna talk about it. I'm like, yeah. They're like, are you really gonna go back into like 1982? I'm like, yep, we're going all the way back. Oh, I tell my mom gets stopped sometimes, and random people will say stuff to her, and she goes, how the hell did they know about me and my husband's fight in 1975? I'm like, and she's like, and I did win that fight. She's right here. She oh my god, my dad doesn't get as much fury because he's up in Michigan, but it's funny because he, you know, he's the best dad in the world, but I tell the true story. Then people will recognize that story and they'll say, well, that's not what he said. I'm like, duh. Of course not. Everybody's perspective is different. But I tell my husband will do something and he goes, we're going to talk about that, aren't you? I'm like, yep. So people try to hold it together, especially family, and don't invite me to family gigs or anything because they know they feel like I'm watching with a notebook. I'm not. I'm just remembering stuff. But yeah,
So what you're saying is like when I, you know, do a Florida trip and like do like a art show kind of tour thing or whatever, and just do it Florida based. And then within that art show, arrange a contest. Who wants to be in the cover of the calendar?
Oh, you want to die. You want to be in person. Do you have a vest and do you have a double person like that looks like you that can walk away? Do you have a bodyguard? Because you don't look as strong as you might need to be. These girls are, some of these are wrestlers. Are you
right there?
Is there a death wish? Okay, make sure you leave those books somewhere safe. And
I say I was a moron, right?
Boy, you are fulfilling everything. Well, we know tell your wife to get the insurance ready before you come down here on a world tour talking about you're going to contest the girl. Have you been to any of these contests with these girls down here?
No.
Oh, all right. Have you ever watched like a beauty pageant online or not online on TV where they throw each other down the stairs and no?
Did that really happen?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'll send you some stories on Snap. No, that's not a goof thing. These girls are.
I literally went to Vegas and watched lingerie fighting championships.
Well, imagine that with no whistle, no ropes, no nothing. Girls are catty. You must not. You only have the one daughter, so you didn't have the two daughters in the house just going. Did you have sisters growing up?
Just an older sister who told us all what to do. She usually locked me and my younger brother out of the house, and then that's how she kept the house clean.
Did she cook? Yeah, no. Mm-mm. All right. I just want you to have your vest ready, come fully armed, and you need like two bodyguards. You need like those bodyguards. You need like Dog the Bounty Hunter to come down with you.
It's so bad that I'm, you know, part of the reason I got into all this and I started showcasing female fighters is because that's what I'm a huge fan of, is all that kind of stuff, you know, and that's like.
Well, I'm going to come and do the podcast from wherever you're going to come in Florida. So when this happens, I'm going to turn into a sports broadcaster because this sounds amazing. I can't wait to be like, and she's got Tommy's head and she's got the chair. Matter of fact, we need to make sure there's minimal food. Chairs are nailed to the ground. I mean, I got you. Metal detectors. Everybody's bags checked. We got to treat it like a strip club.
Great, great. Yeah. This is going to.
This is dead serious.
It'll be the most talked about event of the entire year.
If you make it out of that event.
Oh, I'll be wrapped in bubble wrap. I'll make it out.
Oh, God. I'm so scared for you. I can't wait. I can't wait to see the top, like, 20 contenders.
And a mad woman.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm going to take myself out of the race, and I'd like to just be the commentator because I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. I do, but not really. All right, I can't wait. I'm super excited. When I say that is like the most exciting thing, I can't wait. And then I want you to draw a picture in blood.
Yeah, because that's what it'll be.
That's what's going to happen when you have two fingers left. Yeah, you're going to be just doing, well, I've changed to blood art. Tommy, this is Tokyo-ish and Tommy Bell, and we are over here BSing all day. But we're going to come back and we're going to do this again because I'm ready for it.
Me too.
All right, stay tuned for the contenders, part one. I'll talk to you later, Tommy. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Have a great night. It was great getting a chance to talk to you.
You too. We're going to talk again.
All righty.
Bye, hun.
Bye-bye.